You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up, what's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah, it is.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. How you doing? How you been? Happy holidays, everybody. Ho, ho, ho. Gobble, gobble, gobble. And all that. Yeah, I said it. Yeah, I said it. So this Me Too movement has gone absolutely bonkers, man. I mean, like, I know that we know this already. Like, this is, like, it's just, it's still going on. Like, they think that they still have a movement. And, it, like, it's those, how do you say it? It's the remnants remaining. It's the little fragments that are broken off in pieces. And they all think that they have this huge movement now just because of something that, I don't know. Just, I don't even know what's going through their minds right now. Like, they all think that they got this huge, big, stupid Me Too movement. Like, oh yeah, that happened to me too. Oh yeah? Prove it. Prove that you have something valid to complain about. Like, seriously. I'm serious. Like, if you think somebody took advantage of you, then why didn't you say something whenever you thought, when you claimed that they were taking advantage of you? I'm sick of seeing it. I'm sick of hearing about it. Everybody and their mama think that they got a Me Too movement when they really don't. But don't get me wrong, a lot of people do. I'm not discrediting anybody that does. Anybody that says, you know what, that happened to me too, and they have a valid complaint. That right there is what makes a difference between, oh yeah, me too, oh yeah, prove it, and, oh yeah, me too, oh yeah, prove it, okay, well, this is what happened. And then people hear what happened, and they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I can totally see that. And it's not just one person that says that. It would be everybody that you tell the story to. But whenever you get told, well, why didn't you do something whenever you thought it was going on? Because, I mean, if you would have said something whenever you thought it was going on, then, maybe we would have done something about it. But you didn't. So therefore, how can you complain now? Especially whenever people look at the facts and they see that you want to complain, but there is nothing for you to complain about. There wasn't nothing for you to complain about back then, and there isn't anything for you to complain about now, and therefore, you cannot complain about it in the future. I'm just saying, I'm sick of seeing this whole Me Too movement. A lot of us are. We're all sick of being, all us guys, we're sick of having sticks and stones thrown at us. You're slinging mud at us. I know there's a lot of guys out there who are being told that they're doing this, that, and the other, whatever. We all know that it's not the truth. We all know that they got it wrong. Now, like I said, don't get me wrong. There are people who are really taken advantage of, who are really out there with a victim story, or should I say a survivor story. There are. I'm one of them, and I'm a guy. So what does that tell you? I'm a guy. I have, I guess you could say, a Me Too movement story. But see, what happens with guys when they complain about what happens to them? Oh, that what they get laughed at? What? Oh, you're a guy. So? You think that some chick can't come along and just take advantage of me? And my generosity? I'm a Leo. I'm very generous. I love giving. And some people see that and they take advantage of that. And not in a nice way, neither. It's kind of ridiculous whenever you're a nice person and you want to do right, you want to do good for other people, but then you get taken advantage of. I'm sure there's a lot of us out there that it's just like this for you. Just like this. It's ridiculous. But anyways, happy holidays, everybody. We're moving on. So, Ted Cruz has now begun hammering Jack Dorsey over Twitter. Great, but he doesn't own the majority of Twitter. Why are we yelling at Jack? How come we're not yelling at I will lead Ben to law, who owns more stock in Twitter than Jack. Last I checked, he was the largest stock owner, so therefore he is the owner of Twitter. How come we're not hammering him? Why is it just Satanic Jack? I don't get it. And I'm not defending the guy. I'm just saying, if you're gonna go after the owner, go after the owner. Go after all the owners. You know, I appreciate what you're doing, Ted Cruz, but it's a day late and it's a dollar short. Where was all this while the election was actually happening, actually going on? Where was all this defense for clean elections and a lack of election interference from social media when it was actually going on? When the complaints were actually being made? I mean, what, you just didn't look at my Twitter? Don't say you didn't look at my Twitter. I know y'all look at my Twitter, bro. Y'all all look at my Twitter. I know you do. I know for a fact you look at my Twitter. I know for a fact you know what is going on. So, like what is this? Is this the White House reality TV show? Like, that's what y'all turned it into. Y'all are publicizing what's going on. I don't get it, bruh. I don't get it. This is for attention, you guys. These people are doing this for attention. I don't get it, bruh. I'm telling you what goes on, not because I'm screaming for attention. I'm just like, dude, this is screwed up. This sucks. It shouldn't be this way. I'm actually out here running for president and getting laughed at by people, right? Because they have no idea what will go on during an election. They've got no idea. They think that they see on the news and they hear what Trump says and all this, but it all started with me saying it first. Do you understand? I said it first. That's the difference. I'm out here saying this first and watching these people make a mockery of me and what I say and what I'm going through. And you think this is funny? You think this is a big joke? Ha 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 ha! Yeah, let's all laugh. Let's all laugh. So I was on Call of Duty, and this kid is like, "Oh, you're smarter than me? Oh yeah." And I was like, "Oh yeah, okay, you're smarter than me, then you prove it." He goes, "What color are my underwear?" I'm like, "Bro, nobody cares what color your underwear are. Grow up, get a life. Get a freaking life, kid. For real. Some of the gamers in these gamer communities are so toxic. It's beyond toxic. It's ridiculous. They all think that they're King Dingling when they're not. They're like for example, this guy is at the bottom of the leaderboard talking the most crap. You understand what I'm saying here? He's the loser talking the most crap to the winners. I'm in the top three. And this dude is like, man. And I'm like, why are you at the bottom of the leaderboard? Because I joined late in the match. So, you know what? I joined late in the match. And I get to the top of the leaderboard. It's just what happens. I mean, what do you want me to say? You know? I mean, I'm not running around the map with a modded controller. With the auto-aim bots. It's ridiculous what they got. It's ridiculous. But I always get them in the end. Yeah, and they hate it. And you can hear them on the hot mic. Oh, that's mother! Oh, you son of a... You know, I mean, like, dude, they get mad. They get so mad. And I'm like, well, then why are you cheating? Like, I'm going to come back and I'm going to get you. So why are you messing with me? Like, for real. Like, do you really... Do you really have to use that? I mean, just saying. So Judicial Watch has been taking on election fraud and election interference and election all this and that and the other, right? But I told them to. I was the one who said it first. I said for them to do it. And guess what? They started doing it. I said, Tom Fitton. Time to put your Superman cape on. Take off your glasses all dramatic like and do something about this election fraud, this election interference. Do something, please. And he did something. He actually went out there and started doing something. But remember, folks, I said it first. I don't know how, and I'm not tooting my own horn here. I'm not blowing my own trumpet. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going beep, beep, beep on the car. I'm whistleblowing. I'm whistleblowing and making things happen. And what you see on the news, what you see all these people saying, is because I said do something about it. I'm sick and tired of seeing it. Do something about it. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not the first person to point this out, but I'm the first person to shove it in people's faces and say, do something about this. Do it. Tired of it, man. I am absolutely tired of it. It's crazy. You think I'm crazy? You ought to see what these people are doing behind closed doors. How many people remember Behind Closed Doors podcast from me? Sheriff Behind Closed Doors. How many people remember that? Like, I don't even know how many people listen to this. I really don't even care. Because this gets out there and people do listen. And a lot of them are the authorities. Isn't that funny, you guys? A lot of y'all listen to me. I know who you are. I know who you are. But I don't know I don't know how many people listen. I don't care. All I know is that some people keep up with it and then they run and tell Trump about it. You understand? You see what I'm getting at here? The media and the CEOs, they all got like one person that listens to it for them. And then they run and they tell everybody about this show. Just saying. Just saying. Some people even try to shove it back in my face. And I'm all like, well, what do you want me to, what are you showing me for? Like, I listen to my own crap when I'm listening to it as I'm saying it. And sometimes I'll go back and I'll listen to them, you know, because it's funny. It's funny. Some of them are really freaking funny. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, there's this one, I don't even remember which one it is. But I was laughing for like 20 minutes straight. Like, I couldn't stop laughing listening to the things I was saying and how I was saying. Because it's funny. It's really funny. I'm a funny guy. What can I say? So yeah, I just want, now, don't get me wrong. I want to thank Ted Cruz and Judicial Watch and all the other people who are stepping up and doing something about it. I'm just asking, why so late? Why? This is excluded from Judicial Watch because they actually started doing stuff during the election and they actually did help during the election as far as I understand. So thank you. Thank you, Tom Fitton. Thank you, Judicial Watch. Everybody at Judicial Watch, you're wonderful. Thank you. Thank you for your Freedom of Information Acts. Thank you. And Ted Cruz, thank you. But like I said, where was this during the election? During the election, before the election, where, like, you've been in office for how long and you're just now doing something about this? You're just now making them obey? Like, I don't get it, dude. I don't get it. I really don't get it. Why does it take me, somebody who volunteers in politics, is running for president and doing the best that they can? Granted, they might not make it. Because of the people stepping in the way and interfering with the election. I'm not going to name any names. I know you're expecting a name after this, but I'm not going to name any names. If you don't know who it is by now and you think it's just the Democrats, then you're retarded. And I'm sorry to say that and use that word, but you're freaking retarded. If you, like, seriously. Oh, them gosh darn Democrats. Oh, gosh darn it. Hello? Donald Trump is a lifelong Democrat. Are we not going to include him? Like, you're looking at him like he's the savior, like he's the godsend. No, he is not the godsend. He is not the revolution. There are too many people funding him for him to be the revolution. Guess who funded me? Not very many people. Not as many people as funded them. Makes you really wonder, huh? Makes you really wonder who the revolution is, huh? Speaking of who the revolution is and making you wonder who it is, I posted it on Reddit in the political revolution area. Chance Trahan for U.S. president. Guess why? Because I'm the revolution. Like, that's a dramatic laugh. You know, I'm just playing the part here. But, like, seriously. But guess what Reddit did? It said it's off topic. My campaign, that is the political revolution, is off topic? In the political revolution section? Okay. You're gonna have to explain that one for me because that's a brow scratcher. Forget a head scratcher, I'm scratching my brow. Like straight up, I don't get it, bro. I don't get it. You know, Reddit is so full of haters. If you wanna experience toxicity and haters to the core, try to post on Reddit and be honest and factual and call people out. Oh, they hate that. They can't stand it. Do you know why? Because they're part of that crowd. They you call it out, they're like, I can't believe he's doing that. I can't believe that somebody would post this and call this out and say that. Yeah, because it's the truth, and I'm tired of seeing it. Like, aren't you tired of seeing people eat Doritos? All they're like, Doritos are not good for you. It's dairy. You cut out dairy, you're saving your life. You understand? You cut out meat, you're saving your life. You're unclogging your arteries. You're living healthy. I mean, is that so wrong? Is that so wrong to say, damn, that's a lot of chips? Who buys that many chips and that much cereal? Like, really? Oh, you got kids? Then you should feel bad for yourself for doing that. And all you're feeding them is junk food. And I'm guilty too. I was that kid that was buying all this crap food and eating it. And now I'm looking back at that and I was like, wow. Like, I can't believe like that was a way of life. That's a culture. That's a culture decision. You are cultured into making that decision. Like, that's like your family eats that. So you eat it. It's just ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, okay, we're going to go on. We're going to move on because there was a lot of time spent on that. And we're going to say that this is kind of crazy because, like, not only have politics gone Hollywood, but Hollywood have gone politics. Scott Baio vows to take on Mitt Romney. And he's now reached, I think it was 590,000 followers or something like that. I don't know, or 560,000, whatever. Either way, he's reached this incredible amount of followers, just all of a sudden. And so, I mean, hey, I support it if the guy is going to take on Mitt Romney, who's a cuck. Mitt Romney is a gimp. He rolled over for Obama. Like, and then just like, nah, whenever, you know, he could have did something about it, he was just like, nah. You know, because why? Like, he's already in a cushy job. He's already in a cushy position where he's getting paid lifetime payment and getting lifetime benefits. You know what I'm saying? And doesn't have, he doesn't have any kind of term limits. He's got no term limits, right? So why would he care? He's already well off. You understand? Like, these senators and all the other politicians are basically making more than the president is making. Like, how is that? Like, what? You know what I'm saying? That makes no sense. Now, I'm not vouching for anybody to get a raise at this point, because who is doing their job on time when it's needed? Like, yesteryear. You understand? Back whenever, like, they were in office and they had a chance to start doing something about it, but nah, they took their bailouts, they took their payments, they took their benefits, they took their, you know what I'm saying? They took their free money and they ran away from me and you, the people who needed them to come and save the day and do something about all this. They ran on you. So yeah, I mean, if Scott Baio is going to take on Mitt Romney and he's just going to take money and run from us, then yeah, no thanks. But if he goes in there, he kicks Mitt Romney's butt, and he actually does something, then that is a totally different story. You understand? You know? It's just crazy. Dude, some of y'all be falling for it, too. Y'all be falling for the politics gone Hollywood so bad, dude. And I feel sorry for some of y'all because y'all don't get it, man. Y'all really don't get it. Y'all don't understand. Y'all think y'all know. Man, y'all think y'all know everything. Like, it's crazy. Because I'll watch some of y'all's TikToks. I'll watch some of y'all's tweets. And I just, like, there's so much more that I want to say to you. But I keep it simple. I tell you what, like, maybe three facts. And then it probably makes you go, what? You know? Like, Melania Trump is a tranny? I mean, how many of y'all knew that? Like, aside from my last podcast where I was talking about this, how many of y'all actually knew that? I didn't. I had no idea. Do you believe that? That's crazy, right? A dude with a fake set of tits and a schlong still in between. And tucking in the photo. Have you seen the photo of Melania Trump naked? Melania. The male is on ya. The guy's on ya. Melania Trump. I mean, they're just making fun of you at this point. Do you understand? Do you understand? Do you, are you feeling me right now? Like, are you picking up what I'm putting down here? Just wondering. You know, some people have taken their fight, like, okay, look, everybody gets 5 minutes of fame, right? But they have taken it and they're just, they're taking it like a tape measure. They're just, there's more. You know what I'm saying? And they can't reach it no more. So they set the tape down, they put a rock on top of it, and now they're like stretching it as far as it'll go. You understand? That's their definition of 5 minutes of fame. They want more. They want more. They want it in excess. It's never enough. All this money and all this stuff that they're getting on the side is never enough. They want it in excess. They want so much money that they don't even know what to do with it with. Like, look at Jeff Bezos. The dude is like, what, a billionaire? He's working on a trillion now? Do you know how much $1 trillion is? He has so much money, he couldn't even wipe his butt with all the money that he's got for the rest of his life. He couldn't even. If he had $100 bills and all the money that he had for the rest of his life right now, like, he could not wipe his butt for the rest of his life with it. Like, he would run out of butt to wipe before he would ever run out of money to wipe his butt with. You understand? I'm just putting this into perspective for you guys. Because $1 billion is a lot of money. But $1 trillion is a whole lot of money. You ain't never running out of money if you got $1 trillion. You would have to screw up huge. And not just huge, like, you would have to bet it all in one bet, screw up huge. You know what I'm saying? Like, you bet the keys to your car, your wife, your house, your dog, you know what I'm saying? And you lose it all in one bet, like that. Like, that's probably the only way you could screw up $1 trillion. Like, how could you possibly not keep $1 trillion? You know what I'm saying? Even if you got sued by everybody that hated you, you would still have money left over after making $1 trillion. Do you understand me? Are you picking up what I'm putting? Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth? Like, I'm telling you, $1 trillion is a lot of money. And you don't understand how much $1 trillion is until you see it. So go online, look up, what does $1 trillion look like? How much money is $1 trillion? Go look that up online and look through the images. The image search will show you. $1 trillion is a buku amount of money. The stacking up higher than a friggin' what is it? The Statue of Liberty? Like I'm telling you, bro, football fields are as big as a Learjet. Like, it's a lot of money. Like, did I say a Learjet? I meant a 750, a Boeing. You don't understand how much $1 trillion is until you see it. And Trump has given away, what, $33 trillion, I think it was? He's given away so much money during his first 4 years. Let's just say just his last year. And he's given away all this money. He gave away trillions of dollars to the people who are 9/11 freaking survivors or whatever, right? But let's look at what happened during 9/11. An empty building, a fake plane hitting it, during the month of Islamic peace. September, hello, do you guys not know this? September is the month where they are peaceful. If that wasn't your biggest clue to know that the whole thing is fraud, then I don't know what to tell you. Like, there was no attack on people. There was only a psyche attack. You understand? Psy-op. Psych. Gotcha. Psych. You get it? You understand yet? It's crazy. But yeah, these people are stretching out their 5 minutes of fame like crazy. You know who is not extending their 5 minutes of fame because they want to stay in the shadows? Harry Reid. Every time you mention this dude's name, he probably cringes. He's so old that he probably rolls over in his grave. You feel me? Like, Harry Reid is a song gone. He should have stayed in Searchlight, Nevada, man. He really should have. Because he came out and like, okay, so basically you don't do anything big unless you go through Harry Reid. You understand? You understand? Harry Reid is like the mob boss of the politics. You understand? Are y'all feeling me? And this has got to stop. You see, here I am again, calling something out, saying it's got to stop. Something must be done about this. So who is going to step up to Harry Reid? To Mr. Billion Dollars Harry Reid. I got $1 trillion. I'm going to do whatever I want. You want to do something in Vegas? You got to go through me. Nah, screw you, Harry Reid. Screw you. I've never had to go through you, and I never will go through you. I'm from Vegas. I put in my time in Vegas. Harry Reid does not get to come and do anything about me. You understand? Harry Reid, just screw Harry Reid. I'm gonna put it like that. Screw you, Harry Reid. Kiss my balls. I don't care anymore. I don't care, dude. I really don't care anymore. And I'm not gonna care anymore. I'm beyond the point of caring anymore because they have already ticked me off so much that it's like, you know what, dude? Screw you. Screw you and the white pony you ran in on. You can take your tookus. You can take us, your tookus right on out of here. Get back on your white little Shetland pony and gallop on out and hope it doesn't bite you on the way out. But get out of here. Get out of here. Get the fuck out of here. Go on. Go. Nobody cares. Retire. Get out of here. Go in your underground show. Go underground. Retire in your five-star bunker underground. We're through with you up here. You understand, Harry Reid? This goes to all y'all scumbags. Go ahead. Retire. We don't want to deal with your clones either. Clone Biden. Have you guys seen that? This is a Trump-tastrophe. Clone Biden. A clone. Like, first it was a Muslim who was Osama bin Laden being president, who was Barack Hussein Obama. Barack Hussein Obama is Osama bin Laden, okay? Like, for those of you who haven't been following me and don't understand what I'm talking about, now you know. Those two are the same person. I don't care what you see online. I don't care how you slice the cheese. It don't matter. So you can slice that bread any which way you want. You can slice it diagonally. It doesn't matter because it all comes out bread. You understand? It's all still bread in the end. It's all still cheese. It's, you know, it's all still a Trump-tastrophe. And then, not only that, he loves a transgender man who's disguising himself as a woman. That's fraud. You understand? That's fraud. Like, you want to love on that, that's fine. But whenever you're running in the White House, right, in God's country, right, and you're pretending that that's a woman, that's fraud. But guess what? Trump's guilty of it too. Melania Trump is a male. Telling you, bro. Go walk up and grab her in the coochie. I mean, she ain't got it. He, whatever. Whatever, dude. Do you understand? And now they got Biden and Harris. And I don't know about Harris, but Biden is a clone. You understand? Do you feel me? That is not the same Biden as used to be. You understand? That ain't the same guy. We don't know if this clone is a pedophile. We don't know, right? Right? I don't know. Do you? We don't know. This dude is a clone. He's an imposter. He is among us. You feel me, game players? This dude is among us. He's an imposter among us. It's crazy. And what is the Federal Election Commission doing about all this? Nothing. Nothing. Do you know why? Because they don't have a quorum. They're doing nothing. Absolutely nothing about this. It's a Trump-tastrophe. It's a White House reality TV show. The whole Nancy Pelosi show. When she's clapping, remember that? When she was clapping at Trump and had that stink look on her face? She had the stank lip. I don't care. She can stank lip all the way to the grave. I don't care anymore. I don't care, dude. I don't care. I've done what I've done, and things are gonna happen. In fact, things are happening. People are getting questioned. Things are happening. Is it gonna overturn the election in my favor? We don't know. We really don't know, do we, folks? We have no idea what's about to happen. Everybody thinks they know it's gonna get overturned in Trump's favor, da da da, this and that. We don't know. We don't know. Investigations are still underway. It's true. It's true. But the White House plays the looky here game. Oh, looky over here. Looky here, looky here. Don't looky there. Looky here, looky here. Don't looky at Podesta. Oh, I'm sorry. Podesta? Wait, no. Podesta. Don't look at Podesta. Looky here at the election fraud. Looky here, right? Like, everybody knows. Dude, if you don't understand that the whole thing has been stolen over and over and over again, including Trump winning, like, if you don't think that this is all planned, then you really need a reality check. You're probably like that old lady on TikTok. TikTok. Talking about, oh, the Democrats had to steal the election. Them old damn Democrats and pedophiles and blah, blah, blah. Like, really? Really? You really think that that's happening? You really think that happened? No, they, no. You don't understand. Like, it's been happening. It's been happening. You feel me? Looky here, while Child Protective Services are stealing children. But looky here at the wall, while we traffic children by plane. looky here at the wall, while we dig tunnels underneath. Like, really? Really? See? Do you see what I'm saying here? Are you feeling what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying here? I mean, caseworkers have gone nuts. They act like they're there for the parent when they're really not. But looky here. Looky here at this drama. I mean, I saw a kid, a picture of a kid just recently that supposedly had their skull cracked because they fell off the counter. Okay, well, where's the skull fracture? Why do they just have a black eye? What really happened? But then you take the baby to the hospital that you work at. The foster mom works at the hospital. Oh my goodness. Are you guys understanding this? None of this makes sense. It's all a big cover up, but looky here, while all that's going on. Right? You guys don't know this. Ain't nobody reporting this. Nobody's reporting this. In fact, it's being covered up. It's crazy. And who's gonna do something about it, though? That's what's really crazy. Who in their right mind is gonna step up and do something about this? I'm trying. I'm doing all I can. But I am only one man. You understand? I am only one guy. I can only do so much. But I'm trying. I'm trying to help. I'm trying my best. But I can only do so much. And that's why I need your help. We all must come together and do something about this. Help. Anybody help. Please. And do the right thing. And don't do this to mock me and the people who are going through all this crap. It's messed up. It's crazy. It's insanity. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of looking at it, dude. I am so tired of seeing kids get mistreated. And if you aren't agreeing with me, then you need to seek help. You need to seek the face of God. And that's straight up. That is straight up. That's 100. I'm keeping it 100 with you guys. That... enough is enough. I've seen enough of it. And I'm not having it anymore. We really need God's help right now. Please pray. Pray for these kids. They need your help. It's crazy. I'm tired of the child abuse. I'm tired of watching it. It's nuts. It's just... I'm tired of even talking about it. I'm tired, like, you know, people are like, oh yeah, you know, politics and all this crap isn't gonna rule my life. You know, I'm gonna be happy. Really? Are you really going to be happy? Are you really happy knowing that all this crap is going on? Are you really happy knowing that CPS and all them are wearing that they're legal kidnapper shirts? They abuse the law to quote unquote legally kidnap kids. You feel me? It's crazy. So anyways, the LinkedIn community hates the truth community. You understand? Now don't get me wrong, there's a lot of people who are posting truth on LinkedIn, but other people are like, you need to keep it professional. Would you do this at your job? Hello? Do you know what my profession is? Then shut up. This is not your water cooler. You understand? This is a social community to socialize. If you think I'm being unprofessional, then maybe you should stay in your lane and stop posting about politics. Hello? I'm gonna come in and say something. Like, do you understand right now? Oh, this just in. Antifa supposedly warns Trump that he needs to concede. Yeah, okay, whatever. Not even gonna dignify that any further than I already have. I just wanted to let you know that that's one of the latest headlines to come out right now. Antifa is now threatening the president, saying he needs to concede or else. Like, that's a threat. That's a terrorist threat. And we're just going to leave it at that. So, you know, what people need to understand about all these social medias, if you think it's not professional, you still need to respect the fact that it's free speech. Hello, it's free speech. Respect it. And if you can't respect it, then perhaps you need to hop offline, buddy, old pal, old buddy, old pal. You don't like it? Then perhaps you should stay out of my kitchen. You understand? Like, this is my job, to say what I say, to do what I do. This is my profession. You don't know my profession. So don't tell me to keep it professional whenever you don't know what I'm doing. You haven't looked at my profile hardcore enough to be like, oh yeah, yeah, okay, I can see why he's saying that. I can see why he says Melania Trump is a tranny. I could see why he would go out of his way to let other people know what the truth is about politics. What's really going on in the world. Yeah, yeah, I could see that. I could see why he would say that. I could see why he would come along and be like, you know what, screw you, pal. You got it all wrong. But here's the deal. People don't like to hear that they're wrong. They don't want to think that they're wrong. But the fact is that they are, you know? And here again, I must say, stay in your lane. Stay in your lane. If you don't want me coming out and saying something, perhaps you better stay in your lane. If you don't want me to tell you you're wrong, then perhaps you shouldn't spew your garbage on me and make me regurgitate it on you intelligently. I mean, does that not make sense to you guys? Can you not grasp the fact of what you're doing and what it calls upon? You understand? Do you understand what you're attracting? Hello? Because I see what I'm attracting, and like, I don't like it. So guess what? I don't engage with that stupidity. You don't see me on Reddit being like, well, you know what? Screw you guys. I'm going home. No, I'm just not on Reddit anymore. Do you understand? I don't like it, so I've moved on to something bigger and better. I stay in my lane. You see what I'm saying here? Stay in your lane, folks. If you don't like it, then perhaps you better stay in your lane.